today on the God Pod.
But then again, I didn't kneel, so maybe I shouldn't comment on you kneeling, okay? Maybe it was very hard. You know, you're older now. Your knee hurts. It'd have been hard to get back up. I don't fucking know, okay? I don't know.
It's funny you say that because that is a question I get all the time, which I think is absurd. No offense. Horrible question.
Is it?
Did you prepare that? Horrible. Well, because it's like there's Emily Dickinson, who's a famous writer, you know?
Yeah, she was hilarious. You're going to be in Alberta, Canada?
Well, I was supposed to, but the guy I opened for is, because Canada has such horrible COVID laws, or not horrible COVID laws, safe COVID laws. Like, there are a bunch of pussies up there.
Yeah.
Losers.
Hi everyone, God here. You're listening to the God Pod. I'm here today with my pal Jesus. Joining us today on the God Pod is wonderfully talented comedian Hannah Dickinson. Hi Hannah.
Hello, thank you. That means a lot coming from God.
Well, yeah, I watch all comedians, and I I know a good one when I see one, and I know a bad one when I see one. And you're good. And so thanks for joining us. This is such an honor.
Thanks for having me. It's been a while since I've talked to you, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Yeah.
When was the last time, you think?
Probably rehab.
Oh.
I remember that. You're like, I promise, this time, God, this time. I was there too, with you, same time.
I know. I did this walk where I had to walk around the rocks and do a little prayer, and I felt you in that, so.
I spent a lot of time in rehab. Our party is coming up next week, Jesus. Our monthly God Pod party. Are you excited?
I am excited.
Yeah.
I'm ready. When is it exactly?
Thursday night, February 24th. From 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Zoom parties. So much fun.
And is this another end of the world party?
Oh, yeah. It's the end of God's end of the world party. Second monthly.
Part two.
Yeah. No, every month. Because you never know. That could be the month. And if it happens, if I decide to make it happen, then you've gone to an end of the world party.
Yeah. And we were like, we told you so.
We told you. Exactly. Google search the God Pod Patreon or end of the world party or some shit. I don't know. Find yourself a ticket somehow.
Link in the show notes.
If I remember to put them there. All right. So we'll be talking to Hannah. But first, our top story.
Yes.
The Super Bowl just happened, Jesus. Today is actually Valentine's Day. I know we had an episode come out today where we interviewed Cupid with Psyche and Satan. And that's, you know, our Valentine's Day release episode. But this is the one we're actually recording on Valentine's Day.
Correct.
Like, the timing just worked out perfectly. Mondays are a big day for the God Pod.
And we have no dates, so that's why we're here recording on Valentine's Day.
Oh, Jesus, you don't have a date?
No, what? I don't either. I bet Psyche would go out with me, though I don't want to be in a throuple with her and Cupid.
No. I already tried to ask out my therapist, Psyche, several times, and she said no, she's in love with that baby, Cupid,
right,
her husband.
Right, right. But she's not my therapist, and I feel like she's obsessed with me, so I think I have a better chance than you, no offense. But
wow.
Anyway, it is the day after the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
Did you watch? You must have watched.
Of course I did. I'm a total bro.
You had out the beer.
I had to see everything. I had the pizza. I had the wings. I got my beer out. I got my weed out. Come on, man.
And there was some... Is this a controversy? I haven't paid enough attention yet. Eminem.
For some.
So during the halftime show, which of course everybody is usually most excited about, Eminem took
showed
a
his
knee.
Nipple.
Oh no, oh, no! Okay. I wish.
Oh.
But he knelt during the halftime performance, and so he was sending a message, I guess.
Oh yeah, so cool. I didn't even realize that.
I didn't either in the moment, honestly. I just thought, like, that's what Eminem does.
Right. But I thought he was just tired.
I from, like, 30 seconds of performing.
I was like, that's a cool move.
Yeah.
He's just
kneeling. I'm sure Tucker Carlson will be complaining about this tonight.
Oh, for sure. And lots of, you know, so You know, is this a performative gesture? Does this count as a performative gesture? Because Mary was, you know, saying that those were bad. I mean, he was performing, and it was a gesture.
Right.
Well, you know what? She said, I just texted her. She said she's coming. So we can ask her.
Great. We'll get her opinion
soon. Let's talk about some of those commercials in the meantime.
Yeah. Hannah, were you watching the Super Bowl?
You know, I feel bad that this is the day I picked because I didn't even turn it on. I didn't even know who was playing until this morning.
Honestly, I'm just glad that Jesus watched it because I was thinking that maybe he wouldn't either because
I watched it.
You're more into the Puppy Bowl.
Yes, I am. But I like, you know, I'll watch anything that everybody's watching. So obviously Super Bowl, biggest event of the year. You got to watch it if you want to be on Twitter on that Sunday.
Right. I mean, what else are you going to do? Watch millions of free hours of content on streaming services?
No.
That's what you do the rest of the time. You want to see what everybody else is talking about. Okay.
You want to be in on the water cooler talk.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to be Hannah over here.
Well, here's the thing.
What are you doing, Anna?
Well, I watched the Anna Delvey show on Netflix.
Okay. Which,
the Shonda Rhimes Anna Delvey show about the New York socialite. And it was terrible. But I don't drink, so I don't know why I would watch the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You don't drink since rehab. And you don't do the weed either. Does weed count?
It does. I mean, to be honest, I've done weed. That sounds I sound like a 40-year-old woman. I've done weed.
Marijuana.
A couple times. Yeah. I've just never really been great with weed. So.
Not your thing. Sometimes I give people a love for alcohol, or I give them a love for weed, or a love for something far, far worse. Why do I do that? I don't know.
Yeah, why did you make me an alcoholic? It's frustrating.
But
what is your vice now? Do you have something?
Anna Delvey's show on Netflix.
Yeah, bad TV.
Bad TV. Congratulations, by the way, on you know, abstaining, on rehabbing.
Yeah, it had to be done. It took a long time. I mean, I've been trying to get sober since I was 23. So
yeah, I've been trying. I've been trying to get sober since the year 23.
How's that going?
Not well. It's let's read some of these takes on some of the commercials. Do you like the commercials, though, Hannah?
I do, of course. But watch them?
If you like bad TV, no. If you like bad TV, they're like the most horrific, what's that word? Dystopian vision of just if you wanted to torture someone, just sit them down and have them watch these things.
Yeah,
I do feel like I went to film school and we had to do these short films that were terrible. And I feel like that's kind of what Super Bowl commercials are. It's just these people trying too hard.
They used to be fun.
Yeah.
And now it's just like screaming to get your attention. And okay, so one of the big things this year was a lot of ads for crypto currency and NFTs and stuff. Like, okay, like Ben Affleck was doing a gambling ads, right?
Yeah.
Matt Damon did a crypto ad.
This is all so pathetic. Like, do you really want to encourage people to gamble and invest in crypto, which itself...
Hold on, they had Ben Affleck?
Oh, welcome, Mary.
Hey, Mary Mags, hey.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Meet our guest, Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent.
We were just catching up on the big story, or top story of the day, was that this thing called the Super Bowl happened. And
I've heard of it. Sports Bowl. Yay. See it?
Did you watch it?
Yay, sports. No.
No.
Hell yeah.
Were you watching Inventing Anna on Netflix like Hannah was? Anna.
Could have been. I used it as a time to scope out which of the football players that I wanted, but I didn't really.
I already know the answer to that. Oh God.
Wait, what? What was the question?
Who the hottest Super Bowl player was. That's what you were looking for, right, Mary?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's because they wear really tight pants. That's what I want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Those butts sure gyrate under those pants. Well,
and that's
running.
The thing. They don't. It's like bouncing a quarter off of them. Yes,
Bing, just like
reverse exactly. Objectification. I'm objectifying the men.
the Bengals quarterback, Joe Burrow, is a hot tea. Thank you very much.
Okay.
That was entertaining. But anyway, I can't stand, like, even Larry David doing a crypto ad.
That was really, that was disappointing. Larry David did, it was a good ad.
It was
funny. Say.
It was his usual shtick.
I think what the Super Bowl commercials have shown is that all white people have a price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Even
how
the grumpiest of you. Even the grumpiest of you all.
They didn't have to go far down that list. This is probably their first, you know, people that they wanted.
I'm sure they were shocked. They were like, he said yes? What?
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
To that point, Patrick Monahan tweeted, Larry David in a crypto ad is a pretty succinct answer to, is it ever possible to have enough money? This is the creator of Seinfeld.
These people.
Yeah.
Right. He's got like a billion closing up on a cool B, and he's just
still doing.
No, he wants to be out there. He wants to be seen on the Super Bowl ad.
Yeah.
How much do you think he made for that ad?
Oh, $2 million.
Oh, you think a million? Wow. Yeah, you're probably right.
Well, maybe more, because the 30-second ad is like $7 million.
Mm-hmm.
So $4 million.
God.
$5 million. Who knows?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's up there.
See, that's the thing. It's like, yes, he has enough money, but if you could just film for one day and make that much money, you know.
Fair.
Hannah's down, y'all. If you want to Hannah for your
look,
next
I've
NFT
I've looked
commercial.
Into OnlyFans. I've looked into everything, how you make money quick. I've sold a foot pick for $25, so I'm not above anything.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what's our price, Jesus?
Super Bowl ad? Or any commercial?
Mary, would you do an ad for an NFT for $7 million?
For NFTs? No.
Or for crypto.
If I had like my own Bitcoin or something, maybe.
Uh-huh.
The M coin.
Or
so
maybe,
you're going to sit here and lie and say
it is a lot
it.
Of
okay.
money. It is a lot of money.
We all have our price.
We all have our
whatever
price.
Whatever they
yes.
paid Larry David, double it. Then
I mean, honestly, deserved.
Crypto.com. Yeah. Hello. It's your girl.
Yeah, I don't think that they understand the backlash to this stuff that's out there.
That's the thing. You look like a sellout by doing this. And the question is, how much does it cost you to ignore, to not care that you're being a sellout?
If none of you are buying my mama a house, I don't know that you get to speak on that. But then, I don't know. You know what? Actually, I have to pause there. Because there are some folks who have done some very reprehensible things for money. So while I love a good bit, I don't know. There has to be a limit for everyone.
Right.
You know, because I've seen some folks who've been very critical about oil companies, take oil company money. And it's just like.
Yeah. There's a scale, you know.
Yeah, there's a scale.
It's the worst thing ever. But it is just, it's amazing how it's never enough.
Like, would you take money from the devil? No. Would you take it from Bango Bango Corp? Maybe.
From our Satan?
Yeah. Bango Corp.
Do you know why free trials renew without your consent? It's a business scam out to get you. Don't let greedy corporations pocket your money. Download Truebill to take control of your subscriptions. Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. On average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill. Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts, and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions, so you don't have to. I love Truebill. They've saved me over $200. I use Truebill, and you should too. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/GodPod. Go right now. Truebill.com/GodPod. It could save you thousands a year. So let's talk about the halftime show. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Even if you didn't watch the Super Bowl?
Yes, I saw my favorite tweet so far is that it looked like Hamilton for Crips. Shout out to whoever wrote that tweet. You are amazing. Because that's what it was. It was performative dance, but gangsta.
Yeah, because they it was all pre-recorded vocals, of course.
I think it was mostly live.
Jesus, you're so naive. No. You're so naive, Jesus. You're so naive, Jesus. This is why you got crucified.
I think it was...
This is why it happened.
I think Mary J. Blige was...
Jesus Christ. No, stop.
Pre-recorded initially and then live for the second song.
You're going to make me... Jesus?
It was live. Thank you.
Okay. Whatever. It was live. Sure, Jesus. And how are they looking, everybody? Snoop Dogg and Eminem and Dr. Dre and 50 Cent was in there. He was hanging upside down for way too long.
I was kind of felt bad for him. Yeah. Everybody looked good.
I love that everyone has just thrown it out of the window. We're going to body shame. That one, it's pretty fun.
I know. I was surprised by that too, honestly.
He doesn't get some body positivity.
Wait, who body shame?
They've been calling him 75 Cent.
Yeah. Yeah,
really?
He's bulkier now. He's bulkier.
Oh, that's
now.
Mean. I thought things. They all looked wonderful.
But he's also
and all the costumes.
Fucking awful. He's a terrible individual and spares no one. So I don't know. Is it that we don't care who it is? Like, are our principles malleable? These are questions I think we must ask ourselves, you know?
The important thing that we have to ask on this Black History Month.
That's why you needed me on the episode.
No, Mary, I want you here every week. And every week I text you 5 minutes in, like, you coming today?
I come at, exactly. You see, God, it's called African people's time. Okay.
Exactly the time that you mean
Absolutely.
To, just like Gandalf. A wizard, yes.
I'm never there when you need me, but I'm always right on time.
But the,
send
but the
Eagles.
Theme of the season.
The Eagles.
The Eagles are coming. It was right there in the end zone all season. It said, end racism. Did you see this, Jesus?
Yeah, but it's always
you
there,
aware
isn't
aware
it?
Of this?
Isn't that always
end there? Racism. That was their theme. And why is that their theme? Because, well, NFL did not handle that whole Colin Kaepernick thing very well. In fact, they banned kneeling. And they, they blackballed him from the league. Which is... anyway, so Eminem took a knee and in solidarity with Colin Kaepernick. And Mary, is that a performative gesture?
Eminem's knee taking?
Yeah.
I mean, as the arbiter of all things Black, and the only one in the room.
Well, you were talking about that the last time you were here. You're like, please, just no performative
gestures. And yeah, I mean, in my opinion, it was. But I'm sure if you ask other Black folks, they're like, oh, it was wonderful. But it was just like, you know what? It was, 6 years later?
They did not want him to do it, apparently.
Yeah, they didn't. And okay, now what has changed?
Nothing. Exactly.
When
so
he could have
it
used
made
this,
me think of what you
even
said.
The kneeling thing in general, I don't know. I have misgivings.
Right.
And I love that conservative white folks have been able to use that and co-opt it and like, oh, this is a thing we're going to be mad at now instead of like, racism or like homelessness or all of the other
outrage.
Yes, performative outrage and also performative like activism as well are both issues. But yeah, it was just like, okay, he's done it now. Cool.
I do feel like Eminem is so random in that him coming out and doing that is like, oh yeah, you just have that you're just like late to the party and needed to be a part of it. Like it's like he showed to me, he's always like stuck in the 90s. And he's like always behind Eminem.
Oh, that makes sense. That makes sense.
I don't really think of him as like a you know, up to date with current events.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
He seems a little far behind.
He's like, oh, we're doing a thing. Oh, we're kneeling now. Let's okay. I'll get.
Yeah, this is probably the first time that they've been asked. You know. Oh yeah, because it was the end racism season. That's why they got Dr. Dre. And Snoop Dogg, also because it was in L.A. Nice little dovetailing things right there. Right.
Yep. And you got now we've got the it's everything. Now we're done. Racism's over.
Racism's
Thanks,
over.
Thanks, Eminem.
The performative outrage is pretty funny. This conservative fucking chud on Twitter said Ted Nugent, Kid Rock, and Lee Greenwood would put on a better halftime show than these hoodlums.
Okay. Racist, racist, and I'm sure is racist. Woo-hoo.
Yes, oh, very. Yes.
So what they wanted was a Klan rally with music.
Yeah.
And this is the only thing.
Hey, you know, I like bluegrass. Don't put bluegrass with those fucking bitches.
I live for their this is all that people are left with the dysfunctional government. At least they get to, you know, piss each other off. So thanks for all your performative gestures and outrage. Very entertaining. Let's move on.
But then
on.
Again, I didn't kneel, so maybe I shouldn't comment on you kneeling, okay? Maybe it was very hard. You know, you're older now. Your knee hurts. It would have been hard to get back up. I don't fucking know. Okay? I don't know.
It was.
That's a really good point. I feel like Eminem might have bad knees.
That's what I'm saying. There was like, you know, some, could have been a
thing.
He was
supposed to pop right back up, but yeah.
Could have. And so with that, like, my knees ain't what they used to be. Shout out to Megan. Hot girl Megan. And, you know, I ain't doing it, so you did it, and that's good.
It takes a lot. That's a big sacrifice.
That's a great point.
Thanks for ending racism.
Maybe he's doing
NFL.
Stuff in the back. I don't know. You know, maybe I shouldn't be so hard on the man. I don't know. Right. I'm a talking cartoon. I'm kidding. I'm a talking deity. What do I know about anything?
Yeah. We like to talk shit. If you want to come on the God Pod, Eminem, and talk about it, that'd be chill. All right.
It would.
Let's get to our guest today.
That was my best.
You're not afraid to take a stand.
Yeah. Right. Everybody.
He's not afraid to take a knee. Welcome to the God Pod, Hannah Dickinson.
I'm so scared.
Thank you.
She's already been here. She knows what's going on.
Hi.
Hello.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I mean, a year ago, I went on a first date the day before Valentine's Day and spent like the weekend with this guy who
so you're married now.
Spiraled into like, no, of course not. Are you kidding? Did you hear the beginning of that story?
February 13th.
That didn't end well. Yeah. The two loneliest people in the world meeting up on Valentine's Day. And that kind of spiraled into a really toxic relationship because we moved so fast and I just ignored a lot of red flags. So honestly, me doing nothing and just hanging with my dog is such a relief.
Oh, good. Okay.
Wunderbar.
So would you like to have a Valentine date this year? I guess the answer is no.
No.
Okay.
I'm never going to ask. A guy on Valentine's Day again. That feels like a bad move. Like that guy clearly, right. I mean, I was mentally unhinged, but I mean, we don't need two of those.
There's a lot of pressure there. It's cool. Jesus doesn't have a date either.
No.
I'm gonna go hang out with Satan and we're gonna play like sweaty basketball though, so it's exciting.
Fun.
That might turn into something. You know, we'll see. So you're a comedian, right? That's your job?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes, it is.
And
some nights.
What is the job of the comedian?
That's funny you ask because I just hooked up with a guy who asked that as well. He asked if my parents pay my rent because he had never heard of me, so he didn't understand how I could possibly make money. And I work at Comedy Central. I do their digital content because I don't even know if they have shows right now. I probably shouldn't say that. And I've also started working with that company. Do you know Friday Beers, an Instagram account?
No.
Yes.
Maybe not.
Of course.
Yeah. So I started working with them too. So now I'm doing a lot of memes, which I didn't envision. That wasn't my dream as a comedian, but they are fun. It's just, you know, without stand up as much as pre-COVID, it's pretty much my job is making memes.
Oh,
and
good for you.
Dick jokes. Yeah.
How's that going? With the memes.
It's very stressful.
It's hard, right? Because like
it is because there are so many. So it's like you have to have a different take than the rest of the internet.
Oh, and yeah. So just keeping up with them, period, is hard. And then by the time you make one, it's like, well, that was done 7,000 times and this meme is over.
Yeah. I love when people online try to be like, I did that meme first. Or, you know, you'll see people competing about who had it first. And I'm like, or this is just a dumb argument because it's
like,
a fine
go after
meat.
The people that are actually copying and pasting tweets.
Yeah, exactly.
like it's easy to remake a meme. I get it.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. Comedy Central. They do actually have a new show I saw. They have a new Sacrificial Lamb following South Park.
Oh.
A show soon to be canceled, I'm sure. So that's cool. Yeah, I wasn't sure if they were still making shows either. I don't know what it's called, but I'm sure it'll be canceled soon.
I work there, and so, I don't know what you're talking about. So, but that says more about me.
I don't believe you.
That's a sad comment
for me to make. I know I'm gonna get fired because of this podcast. I'm like, I have no idea what's going on
yes,
at work. I'm
that's actually, good because we need like a meme person for our social media because I don't want to do it.
That's fair.
Cool. Well, there was talk recently about the job of the comedian. After this, like, Whitney Cummings defending Joe Rogan thing, that's why I've been asking comedians, because apparently it's the comedian's job to take people through a spooky, mental haunted house, and...
Wait, what did Whitney Cummings say? I actually didn't hear this.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, you see, you missed this whole meme, because you were probably, like, asleep.
I was making other memes about getting fucked from behind. That's where my memes were.
You're making good memes.
Yeah, nice. I was making shareable.
Whitney Cummings had said, comedians didn't sign up to be your hero. It's our job to be irreverent and dangerous, to question authority and take you through a spooky mental haunted house so you can arrive at your own conclusions. Stay focused on the people we pay taxes to be moral leaders. Don't look too white.
That's exactly how she would say it, too, if she was on stage.
Yeah.
And then Mark Maron replied, maybe add to be funny to the list. So everybody was, yeah, you know, going off on that. And there was a lot of funny jokes made about the real job of a comedian is to get your Uber Eats order to your house on time.
Yeah. I will say for Whitney Cummings, I do like her. I guess I shouldn't shit on her. I'm like shitting on Comedy Central. I'm shitting on Whitney Cummings.
I ended up agreeing with her. Yeah, no, I ended up agreeing that it is our job to be heroes.
Okay.
Well, I also think her stand-up is very, men do this, women do this, and she always kind of has a message when I'm like, I feel sometimes it's breaking into TED Talk territory. So I get where she's coming from.
Yeah. She's coming from Cummings. I also noticed something similar between her. Her last name has cum in it, and your last name has dick in it. So
we're basically the same person. We're both women on the mic.
Does that become a comedian? Is having a funny name, like, does that lead you to the road of becoming a comedian?
It's funny you say that because that is a question I get all the time, which I think is absurd. No offense. Horrible question.
Is it?
Did you prepare that? Is Horrible. It? Well, because it's like there's Emily Dickinson, who's a famous writer, you know.
Yeah, she was hilarious.
You know, wasn't there a Dickinson who signed the Declaration of Independence? Like Dickinson is it's a college, it's a jelly.
Also very funny.
It's a very English name. So when people are like, did you become a comedian because your name has Dick in it? I'm like, no.
I was born for this.
But listen to how incensed you got by that question. I think it did have something to do with it.
I think it was more that I didn't get asked to prom, maybe. You know? It wasn't really, it had nothing to do with my name. It was physical appearance, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mary, what do you think? Does having a funny name help someone become a comedian?
No, you need one with like gravitas.
This is a theory,
like
though.
What? Like a 1920s fucking newsroom type person, like Steve Dickinson or like, you know, like Hannah Dick. It's got a but up.
Sorry, I didn't mean to make fun of your name. This is just literally a pattern I've noticed over time.
Yeah, people pick stage names. I've got a ha, you know, too.
Yeah, but if I was going to do a stage name, it would just be Hannah Eats Dicks. Like it wouldn't be Dickinson. Like that feels like, what am I doing? I'm just couching it.
Dickinson.
You've got your dick in sin. You're using your dick to do sin, which is why you're on this podcast, so God can absolve you.
That's fair.
Well, there's still time to change your name, and I'm very sorry. All right, let's move on.
Hannah's dick in the sun.
I will say my grandfather's name was Harry Dickinson, and he was not a funny guy.
Love that. Love that. We're writing tags, people.
I think
is that a tag
this
or just
like,
my family tree? I don't know.
This is like 10 minutes of material. This is how dumb people are, though. This is how dumb that like they are because I am that dumb.
Harry Dickinson had his Harry Dick in the sun.
That's actually correct. So
yep.
That's gold, Mary. So Hannah, you have a show on Snapchat, is that right?
I did, yes. It came out at the beginning of COVID, which was hilarious because
timing, you know.
Yeah, someone, I think it was a Forbes article or maybe it was Vanity Fair, Comedy Central press pushed and we got one article and it was like a girl who does gig economy work, poorly timed show. And I was like, okay, this is my one article. This is the,
what?
Yeah, so I tweeted back at the writer, like, so pissed off. And then my boss called me. Like, you can't be yelling at this guy from Vanity Fair. I'm like, he's a fucking asshole. He didn't even watch the show.
Good for
girl
you.
Girl who does gig economy.
Poorly timed. So what was the concept of the show? You were a gig economy?
It was just
what, Uber Eats?
Yeah, it was like all the, yeah, gig work. So it was... One was a babysitter. One was I can't remember now, a closet organizer. One was selling stuff on eBay.
You would do these jobs for people and then like record it?
Yeah. So, well, it was a scripted show. So basically I was like, it's so easy to make money as a gig economy person. And then each time by the end of the episode, I usually lost money because of something stupid I did because I actually got...
Oh, so it's informational, educational about what a scam those things are.
Yeah, exactly. Because I was a Postmates driver when I lived in LA and was early in stand-up and I made I probably lost money after gas. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so it was kind of inspired by that and me thinking I could be a millionaire. And people say that about Uber too, like thinking they're going to make a lot of money and then they don't. And so it's that concept.
You spend half the time waiting
like crypto
for orders and rides. It can be a huge waste of time too.
Yeah. And they do promise you a lot of money, but even now it's like, it's all going to the people who work in the office. It's not going to the people who are driving or doing whatever shitty job. And that's it, shit on it. Cause I've done all those jobs.
Basically all the internet is just an advanced form of mafia style money making. You get other people to do your work, you scam them. If you're Amazon, you get a cut of every sale of everything everywhere. That's some pretty good mafia shit, right?
Yeah, I wish I really had a desire to be in tech rather than comedy because I love spending money. And that's a problem.
Yeah. What would you buy with $3,000 right now?
Right now? Ooh. I'd probably just blow it all on Revolve, which is an online clothing company, and buy tube tops that I don't need.
All right.
I've been
we'll make sure you
like
win
like
a scratch off today.
What?
I'll get Jesus to make sure you win a scratch off.
Oh, thank you.
Today
I'll buy a
so
lottery
can make that happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Let us know your local 7-Eleven and I'll put some magic on it. So when you buy that ticket, you'll be a big winner.
I do think whenever I buy a lottery ticket, I expect to win, and when I don't, I'm always shocked.
This time,
yeah, you and everybody else.
Yeah, I buy like once a month, and I'm always like, "This is crazy! I'm winning the lottery."
One of our listeners told us recently he does that too. I'm like, "Come on!"
Yeah,
because it is such a dumb thing to buy. But then when I do it, I'm like, it's always because I'm feeling good about something.
Yeah. What if this will be the time?
Buying some false hope.
Exactly. Yeah.
That little feeling of like, what if, what if, what if?
Yeah. Looking at $22 million townhomes in the city, I'm like, oh, well, I guess I could get two of these. One for me, one for all the dogs I'm going to buy.
Yeah. Wow. So did you yell at the Vanity Fair writer or no?
I mean, I got heated on Twitter because I thought it was a really shitty thing to say. And it was an older guy who...
Especially when you work like, you know, you put a lot of time into something and it's COVID is stressful enough as it is. And now, you know, what a dickish thing to say.
Yeah. And it was upsetting because I had pitched the show 2 years before, filmed the pilot.
Oh, it takes so long
to
get anything on anywhere.
Yeah, he's acting like I timed it out with COVID, which obviously it came out the beginning of COVID. I didn't think that was going to happen. Also, it was frustrating because I've been waiting so long to film and waiting so long to make it that to hear that was a poorly timed release was like, you're just a dick.
And yeah, and as we've learned, Americans don't give a shit about this shit. So it was not poorly timed. It was just fine.
Yeah, I mean, so it
good
was
job on that.
It was I enjoyed making the show, and I now looking back, it's funny that guy wrote that, but yeah. I just think I was so pissed off that.
Yeah.
Which is so stupid. I feel like I do that a lot in comedy in general. I'll get so angry about like a little thing, and then once I move further in my career, I'm like, oh, that's dumb to get mad about. So I try to have put that in check.
I think they call that Karening, and I do it a lot.
Oh, I can be a Karen, and I
call it smiting though.
Yeah, because you're not a woman, so you don't have to.
I'm a god, right? Mm-hmm. So you're touring all over the world right now, right? I see you're going to be in Alberta, Canada.
Well, I was supposed to, but the guy I opened for is because Canada has such horrible COVID laws, or not horrible COVID laws, safe COVID laws. I'm like, they're a bunch of pussies up there.
Yeah.
Those fucking losers.
Oh, so in solidarity with them, he's not going?
Well, he's just saying that he can't sell out because of the way they're selling tickets. So he doesn't want to go right now because he can't make as much money as he could, which makes sense and is fair.
Well,
so.
We won't touch that whole area of discussion then.
Yeah, sorry to disappoint.
I don't want you to lose your gig. Or did you already lose your gig so we can talk shit?
No, I mean, it's delayed or whatever, but now I'm going on a cruise next week. So.
Ooh, fun.
Oh, so you're going on a cruise next week? That's cool.
Is it? I've never been
on. Where are you going?
The DR and Bimini Beach Club. It's Richard Branson. Yeah. He's coming out with Virgin Cruises, and my friend's boyfriend is an actor on there, so they want to go. And since I rushed my passport to go to Canada, I was like, I've never been on a cruise, and at least I'll get material out of it.
That's gonna be fun. Good for you.
Yeah, I also like to challenge my sobriety, so I'm. That's
oh
why I'm
gosh! Like oh man!
What's the worst that could happen? Battles. You go on a cruise. What's the worst that could possibly happen? I mean, they're not quarantining boats.
I mean,
anymore.
I relapse and fall off the boat.
Right. You could, oh yeah, you could collapse and fall off the boat. True. 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 There could be like poison in the water, and then you're all like smearing your shit on the walls. Remember that happened?
You can get COVID
anyway.
I already got it though.
Oh.
Yeah,
great.
I mean, come on, Jesus. Come up with something better than that. The boat could sink. Titanic style.
I've never been on a cruise. I think we should do a God Pod cruise. Live podcast every day. I just want to go for free, cool. So maybe you can make that happen for me.
Cool, cool, cool. Yeah, I mean, let's discuss, Jesus. Maybe we should do that.
A cruise would just be a tugboat or something.
No.
No, Mary. It would be a good one.
Richard Branson.
Like a paddle boat. Okay.
Ouch. Right.
And we would
Noah's Ark.
We would pull up to Jeff Bezos's yacht and jump on it.
We do deserve something special.
Yeah, God.
So
tell like talk to some other guy and tell him to build an ark again, and then you can have a cruise.
On an ark. That would be great.
Do you have your own podcast yet, Hannah?
I did, and then I stopped it because, you know, you guys were saying 30,000 listeners. I guess you might have to cut that. Or whatever you said to me. And my numbers were a lot smaller than that, which as a guest, I guess that's not really
Yeah. It's true. We're averaging about 30,000, you know, which is decent.
That's good.
But it's good, but it's not, you know, the difference between like the podcast at the top who get like a million a week, or it's just an up. The difference between them and everybody else is like, it's insane because it's all about, you know, who's at the top of the charts and blah, 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 and spending money.
It's just hard for us, Hannah, because when you're God and Jesus and Mary, you expect millions
of listeners.
You expect
so much more.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is true. But you're following, you know, as society, every day we get further away from God, as I read on Twitter all the time.
No. We're trying to, this is how we stay relevant with a podcast.
We have so much, speaking of which, we have so much to get to in the news and such because, wow, Yeah. We have so much information to provide to the people to make up for all the misinformation. We'll never have enough time. We record 2 episodes a week. It's never enough. But, yeah, well, you know, what was your podcast called?
Oh, I was called Don't Tell Mom. So,
Don't Tell Mom.
Yeah, I started it because, I started stand-up ended, and I just wanted to talk to a mic. I just am that big of a narcissist. So I was like, I'm going to start a podcast. And I had not drank for a while, and I started drinking the week and COVID hit. I was in Miami and I just was like, fuck it, I'm going to drink. And I was drunk and I accidentally texted this guy who I was talking to, because I was also texting my brother, but I was drunk. And I accidentally texted the guy being like, hey, I'm drunk, I'm drinking again, don't tell mom. And the guy I was talking to was like, aren't you 28? I was like, okay, well, that says a lot about me.
Whoops. No, it's true, though. You never want parents to find out at any age.
Exactly. And then she did, and it was fine. And then, I had a pretty bad experience drinking, which sent me to rehab. And I hope this is hilarious. But my friend told me I should change the name of the podcast to Please Call Mom, because I had such a downward spiral. But I'm back, so
you're doing better than ever. You're on the God Pod.
Honestly, this is huge.
Yeah, you're way up there in the victory land. Okay, so do you twerk on TikTok yet?
No, I was captain of my high school dance team, so not to brag, but.
Oh, Hannah, the fortune and fame that awaits you on TikTok. Wow.
We placed 8th every time, so we were pretty bad.
That's still very
out
good.
Of 8 or?
Yep. Or sometimes there are 9. Sometimes there are 9.
So what you're saying is you're going to dance better than 99% of the white people on TikTok.
Probably not even, but I think maybe I could. Maybe I could, but I also...
Because that's where it's at.
Twerking?
You just go on the TikTok, you just do a little twerk, 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 and then boom, 50,000 followers. That's what I did.
And that's how you got... Yeah, but you have an angle. You're God. Everyone wants to see God twerk.
You have an angle. You're Hannah Dickinson.
You sound so much like Seth Rogen. It's crazy.
That's such an insult.
Does everyone say that?
He sounds like me. I guess it's because I'm really stoned. Anyway, do you have something you'd like to promote?
I actually don't. I don't. I have an Instagram. I have a Twitter.
Oh, I love your Twitter.
Oh, thanks.
You do so many funny tweets. And I think that's the real test of how funny someone is. You can make it on Twitter. You can make it anywhere, Hannah.
I do think that, I just like writing jokes. I'm also, that's how I know I'm a better writer than, that's why I can't twerk on TikTok. Like when I started comedy.
Yes, you can.
I was 25 pounds heavier, and when my Twitter took off versus my Instagram, I was like, this makes sense. As a woman, it's kind of hard to see that, but I do think Twitter is the funniest platform.
Yeah, I mean, for your written content, for sure. And written jokes, they're hard. And anybody can twerk,
I don't know. But I don't
to
know
make
if
it
I can.
Funny and original, only it takes a god to do that. So where should our listeners follow you? On Twitter, then?
Yeah, and Instagram, I guess. I don't know. I'm trying to...
Expand. Yeah, it's so hard to be a comedian these days. You got to be big on, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. You got to have shows. You got to do this. It's too much.
It's also, I'm trying to date. It's hard as someone who's not famous to, make these front-facing videos and make an ass of myself, because I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to get fucked over here, so I don't really want to be talking about doing these videos and I feel like I'm cock blocking myself.
I can't be 8th place twerking on TikTok. That's not a selling point for guys.
And guys in finance don't get it.
You don't say.
Have you seen that show, The Tindler Swindler, everybody?
Oh, no. Yeah, I did.
Top of my list. I keep hearing about it.
So good. Oh, well, then we can't talk
about
it.
My enemies are after me.
I'll take my headphones out. Is it based on a true story?
So you saw it too, Mary?
Yes, oh, my enemies so are good. After me. Also, Hannah, the trick is you have to find one of the finance bros who finds you, what's the word? Not interesting, but more like maybe a tchotchke to be put on a mantelpiece.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm like a little elf on the shelf.
Exactly. That he could trot out at parties. And it's like, look at my wife. She's funny. She's did like that, right? And
yeah.
Isn't she quirky?
Do that 7-10 years, and then you guys can redecide if you want to still be in it.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to my parents are still married, and actually no one in my family really got divorced, but I think I might be the
aren't
first.
You lucky.
Yeah, I know, and it's a thing that is impressive, but I am so bad in relationships. I'm really bringing the fam down.
I don't know.
I'm sure
about
they're
that.
Proud of you.
You're probably gonna find somebody who's like, oh my god,
it's Valentine's
did
Day.
You see she hung the moon in the sky? Did you see that? She puts it there every night. I swear to god, she's the one. She does it. And so, you know, she makes the earth spin. I swear to God. So, yeah.
What are your usernames, Hannah, on Instagram and Twitter?
It's Hans Dicky, HANSDICKIE. Yeah.
Hans Dicky.
Yeah, it was my roommate's name was Hannah in college. There were so many fucking, in high school, there was no one named Hannah. In college, literally everyone's named Hannah. So people call me Dicky because of my last name. And then some people called me Hans. So then when I made an Instagram when I was in college.
That's pretty funny.
I just did Hans Dicky and I've never changed it.
Like Hans Christian Andersen?
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah. You're a composer.
But there's nothing to my funny name theory. Okay, let's move on. Let's discuss. thanks for joining us, Hannah. We're going to talk some news and some other nonsense. Jesus, do you want to read this review?
Or? Yeah, this is from Purple Scott, 5-star review. Although I'm on the other team, Hail Satan, I love listening to the God Pod. I've been a loyal supporter since June 2019 and haven't missed an episode. What began as essentially comedic rants about idiocy in our government has evolved into a rich, character-driven show that continues to cover current events and skewer idiocy and hypocrites. I appreciate how the show continues to try out new segments like Moses's Conspiracy Corner, Therapy with Psyche, and keep the other ones that work. Bless.
Wait, what? The other ones? Jesus, that's not what it
keep
said.
Keep the ones that work. Keep the ones that
okay,
same thing. No?
All right, those work.
Yes.
Just for the record.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah, sorry. Bless the God Pod. Smite the haters. Second coming, monthly Zoom parties.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you, Purple Scott.
Very nice.
That was lovely.
And your second coming is coming true because February 24th is the next God Pod party.
Okay.
You what? Sound like cult
sorry for promoing.
It sounds like what?
It sounds like you're starting a cult with these.
Yeah, no, I mean, we get nice reviews. People, when they take the time.
He has a couple already. That's why he's being bashful. I think they're called Christian.
In all seriousness, though, sometimes someone's love can get a little scary.
Mm.
And
ominous.
Yeah.
But the whole point of Christianity is to love you a lot. You're sending mixed messages, and that's why the earth is the way it is. Okay. The love God, love the church, love me. You and now it's like, oh my God, you're loving me a little
whoa,
too
whoa.
Much.
Why are you smothering me? Jeez,
yeah,
I'm
you gotta
me.
Make up your mind, man.
I am a fickle bitch, it's true. Oh,
it's like your God is a jealous God. Like
I am very jealous. Anyway, let's move who's not, right?
So, first up in the news today, Kevin Sorbo claims he has 30 movies ready to go, but no one will give conservative films money, not even conservatives. I feel like part of the problem is they know they're just not going to do well box office wise, so it's a very poor
That's
investment.
That's not true.
You don't think so?
That's not true. No. No, there's plenty
of. You haven't
of
seen the Left
films
Behind
films?
Oh, I know that.
Yeah. You haven't seen The Passion of the Christ, Jesus? I thought I made you watch it.
So what's the problem then?
The problem is he sucks.
Okay.
Fair. Nobody wants to give him money. That's the joke. What he said was a tremendous cell phone. I think.
Okay.
Wait, I'm sorry. I missed who it was that said this.
Kevin Sorbo, otherwise known as, who did he play on the TV show? There was
Hercules.
Yeah.
Right, Hercules. Sorry, Kevin, it's just you.
Dave Chappelle, he's in hot water. He helped block affordable housing project in an Ohio town.
Yeah, this...
What?
Damn. This was bad.
Yeah.
This is like... This is as snooty rich folk as you get.
Yeah, he showed up at a local council meeting and threatened to pull his business from the town if they built an affordable housing development. He wasn't even trying to block the whole development, just the affordable units, according to a reporter.
That was pretty dickish.
Yeah.
Has he commented on it?
I don't think so yet. No. I imagine he might in a stand-up gig. That seems to be where he always makes his comments, but...
Anyway, why you hate the poor people so much? Damn.
Well, like, isn't he, like, a man of the people? Like,
Jesus. Do you know what those affordable houses cost? The lowest one was like $300,000.
Not so affordable. Is that the point you're making?
No. This isn't even like, I don't understand it, but whatever. They probably got their own complicated reasons. That totally makes sense, and I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
New York does that too with their apartments. They build these luxury condos, and I won a lottery because in New York, if you make even $100,000, you can get affordable housing. So that's insane to me.
So here's some Elon Musk updates. Musk is blaming the Fun Police for recall of feature that makes fart and goat noises come out of the Teslas.
Wait, Teslas make fart and goat noises?
So it's not the other safety issues. It's the fart and goat noise.
They have a speaker on the outside of the car. Electric cars need these so people can hear the electric cars coming because they're so quiet. And so Tesla and Elon, being Elon, was like, let's make the outdoor speaker make fart noises. And now that feature is being taken away. Maybe we can agree with Musk on this one. I think it's pretty funny.
No. I will not agree with him on anything. No.
Okay. No farting cars.
But good job, Fun Police.
Yes. There is a more serious story. 15 out of 20.
Hold on, the fart and goat noises thing is serious, Jesus. He thinks it's funny. He thinks it's funny that a car is going down the street and it's constantly just making fart noises and goat noises and things like that, right? That's not funny. What if you're a person on the street and you hear a sudden fart and you don't know who did it and now you have to blame someone and you blame, who do you blame? You blame your spouse. It leads to a huge fight. Next thing you know, you're getting a fucking divorce. Wow. And now you've got a broken home, okay? All because of this fart noise making fucking Tesla.
Wow, my opinion has changed.
New headline. Elon Musk driving up the rates of divorce in America.
Yes, and the
because
goats.
Of fart sounds.
What's a goat doing in the city? You'd freak out. You jump into traffic, and then you get hit by the Tesla.
I appreciate where you're going with this. So there is another very serious story. 15 out of 23 monkeys implanted with Elon Musk's brain chip reportedly dead as Neuralink prepares for human trials.
Wait.
Neuralink.
So what is Neuralink?
This is another Elon Musk project to implant chips, eventually in humans.
It's the reason we have no more Black Mirror episodes, because we're living them now.
Right. This is an episode of Black Mirror, for sure. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to put chips into people's brain. This isn't a QAnon conspiracy theory, is it?
No.
This is real.
Their goal, I'm just looking at the site, developing ultra-high bandwidth brain-machine interfaces to connect humans and computers. Let's just not. I don't think we need chips in humans.
Yeah.
We would have done that if it was a good idea.
I just am not that desperate to be online, and I'm pretty desperate and online.
Right. You need to be able to separate.
And isn't it too much already? Like, reading everyone's thoughts?
Oh, I know. And don't get me started on virtual reality and the metaverse, as if we want to be in a virtual world.
The only chips we need in humans are tortilla chips.
While watching the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But they killed 15 monkeys.
Yeah.
What the hell? And it's not like, by the way, it's not like, oh, they were, you know, being careful and doing a good job. No, this was not like a serious experiment. They just took the fucking chips and they're like, get in there.
Yeah.
Hey, just like that.
What's the point of testing it on monkeys if they're going to die and you're going to go to humans anyway? Feels like a lot of monkeys died for no reason.
Yep.
Right.
And so this is why people in STEM need ethics classes, because y'all always ask why you have to go through a liberal arts education. This is it. This is the reason. Because now you have to ask yourselves what monsters you are creating. So, yeah, if you're in STEM, if you're in science, please take an ethics course. Please tap into human empathy. Thank you.
Yeah. How many movies and Black Mirrors need to be made?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, before you realize maybe we shouldn't do this thing. Sick fucks.
Yeah.
They're going to make you like crypto and NFTs. They'll get in your brain. You watch.
Well, that's how I feel. I'm like, why are we doing this? This feels like a lot of work. And then the other day, my laundry, where I dropped my laundry off, she's like, we're only doing cash now. And I'm like, wow, we are really going in opposite directions.
Yeah.
Like, I need cash and crypto. This is ridiculous. Too much shit.
I mean, why are we doing this? This seems like a lot of work. That perfectly sums up how I feel about this new Jurassic Park sequel.
Oh, like, come on. That trailer got me excited.
They never
stop
to think about whether they should, you know?
I know. Anyway. But they're bringing back Laura Dern and the other original cast members. It looks great.
And ruining. Yes.
I was just going to say, ahead. Because everything is so oversaturated, I think they're just bringing everything back that worked, because everyone's trying all these new shows and all these new movies that are failing, that they're like, we just got to go with what works.
Exactly. True. Yeah, safe for bet. It sucks, but that's why you also have to go and support movies that aren't big franchises. People are like, why aren't they doing original movies anymore? You got to go support them. Otherwise, they're not going to do them and share them.
Yeah, but I saw House of Gucci, and I got to say,
I liked it.
I kind of liked
it. I heard Lady Gaga.
It was way too long, and Lady Gaga is so up her own ass.
I heard she complained because she didn't get nominated for an Oscar.
She didn't complain. Is that right? No.
She whined? No, come on, that's what I heard.
I honestly
don't know what
happened. She talked about getting a psychiatric Mary. Coach. Have you heard of that? She like had a psychiatric care person on set because she was... So
didn't get nominated.
Went so deep into the character, and I was like, "Suck!"
Y'all sound a little upset that Lady Gaga is the Daniel Day-Lewis of this generation. Okay,
thank you. She's immensely talented
method.
As a singer.
She's method.
Okay. I would argue, Lady Gaga. If you told me Lady Gaga was Daniel Day-Lewis, I would believe that.
Absolutely. She's Daniel Day-Lewis in Gangs of New York. Okay? Like, it's double meta, triple inception.
Her accent was a little, I don't know.
She drinks your fucking milkshake, Hannah. Yes, she does.
Mm-hmm. Everyone go listen to the Fame Monster album. Absolutely phenomenal. So
Jesus will not have it.
I will not have it.
Lady Gaga. Right.
Yes. And go see her jazz and piano show in Las Vegas. So one more Tesla story, actually. Lawsuit alleges Tesla segregated Black workers into area referred to as the plantation.
What?
This is being alleged by California's Civil Rights Agency. And apparently Black workers were subject to the N-word and other racial slurs by fellow employees, as well as managers and supervisors.
Wow.
Is anyone shocked that the man whose family made money as colonialists in Southern Africa,
we're sharing a brain,
had an area in his factory called the plantation? Is this shocking?
Right. You all become your parents, right? Well, his dad was an emerald mine owning supporter of apartheid. So, great point. You beat me to it. Fuck, man. And why no one cares, apparently.
It's just, I feel like that, I have not heard that. That is a weird, that's insane. But yeah. I do think stories like this come out so randomly all the time. and it's always shocking, but then it just keeps happening. I'm just very confusing. Like, who thought that was a good idea? And then who agreed and signed off?
It is. It's true. As humans, you're incapable of taking so many points of data in at all times and retaining it all.
Right. It's hard to stay on top of everything. And it all, the news cycle moves so fast. So you can see why people miss this stuff.
Like, most of you can't even get the Wordle every day.
I know. Oh, I know.
It's fucking sad.
So have we figured out that the Wordle was created by Satan to break up happy homes? Like, is that it?
That and the fart machine leading to lots of divorce.
It is.
Wow. Next, Elon's going to put Wordle in the cars, and damn.
It is. It's driving a wedge between me and Jesus already. I can feel it.
All right, one more story final today. Story. Yeah, Christian revival at school prompts student walkout in West Virginia. Kids are now having to take these classes in which they're being asked to give their lives over to Jesus to find purpose and salvation.
What?
Yeah. Those who did what not about... follow the Bible would go to hell when they died, they were told. This was happening in a public school.
What the Isn't that, like, against the Constitution? Don't they care about that, like, so much?
Yeah.
With the Second Amendment.
The whole church and state
And isn't
thing.
There, like, you're not supposed to combine church and state? Because we used to do that, and it was really bad.
Correct.
It's fucking humans. Well, good job by those kids.
Yeah.
Well done. Bless those students. Did they succeed? Are they not teaching it anymore? Or was it just another performative gesture?
This only... broke the other day, so I think it's still, you
still.
Know,
watch the space outcome, sort of situation. Right. Okay, right. All right, cool. Well, good job, kids. Don't give in.
As someone who went to Jesus camp, I can say that it's a little awkward when they push it on you, for sure.
Yeah, and for the record, I am not officially associated with that Jesus camp that you went to.
Okay.
This was some third party ripoff. I do have a Jesus camp, but it's much better than what you went to. I do winemaking classes. We stitch our own gay pride flags. We watch a lot of Netflix. It's a really good time.
Okay, that I'm interested in. This was more like we watch Passion of the Christ.
Oh, no. No, that doesn't happen at real Jesus camp.
On loop for, you just watched Passion of the Christ. What was, you went to Jesus camp?
Yeah, I grew up in Virginia, and my friends were very Christian, and I just have FOMO. So they would go to this camp, and they were like, it's so much fun. There was water skiing, jet skis, you know, tubing, and it was like, cool.
Jesus.
Yeah. But then every night they would ring this bell, and it was like, we'd have to walk up to the hill and get our Jesus lesson. And I was like, oh God.
I fail.
No offense. You guys are great, but.
Oh God. Wow. And that wasn't even West Virginia. That was just regular Virginia.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. That was-
Cause like West Virginia is everything Virginia, but just way more crazy. Okay.
Yeah. It's like Virginia with less teeth. That's West Virginia.
All right. Well, thanks. It's time for Bless Smite and Second Coming. And this is the part of the show where we reflect on all the things that we've talked about, and we bless the things we liked. We smite the things we hated, and the things we want more of, we anoint for a second coming. Jesus, would you like to lead us off?
Sure. I will bless, of course, our guest, Hannah, thanks for joining us. You were awesome.
Oh, hell yeah. Thanks.
But I also want to bless Lady Gaga and all of her work, including House of Gucci and that Bradley Cooper movie, A Star is Born. I want to smite this West Virginia school and not separating church and state. And Second Coming Super Bowl talk. I don't know.
Okay. It's okay. You don't have to do
fun.
Them all, Jesus.
It was
you
a fun laid-back discussion. Up. More episodes like this one.
I gave up. I couldn't do the world today, and I can't do Second Coming. Jesus doesn't have the brain today. It's okay.
Hashtag Monday.
It's okay. He's got a camp. He's got ripped abs. What more do you need? I would like to bless Hannah as well. Thanks for joining us, Hannah.
Wow, so many blessings. Thank you guys
bless
so
you.
Much.
And we're not going to forget about that lottery ticket, right? Don't forget, Jesus, write it down. If she doesn't
yes.
win, it's your fault. Okay. I would like to bless the students for walking out of that school that demanded that they learn church during school. Good for them. I would like to smite Elon Musk and all of his various schemes and racism and friggin' putting chips in people's brains. Just stop! Fucking Bond villain over here. Second coming, Hannah on the God Pod. How about that?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah!
Hello. Okay. I would like to bless myself because I'm pretty awesome. I would like to schmite Elon Musk because of very many things, and also his face, and also his last name is Musk because that's awful. And all of the things. And I just gesture wildly at everything, right? And then second coming, Hannah, please come back.
Oh, nice.
Thank you so much.
That means you have to now.
Yeah. Look, like I said, anytime, when you asked, I have nothing to do. So.
Well, we got lots of slots open. We record two episodes a week. So. I did that one. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. No. Hannah, would you like to try your hand at blessing, smiting, and
yes, comings? I would like to bless. My dog is going crazy, but
don't you apologize for him. That is his house. You just live there.
The listeners want to know all about your dog, by the way. They want to know what his or her name is and what kind of dog they are. And I know they're thinking
Miley. Her name's Miley.
Miley.
She's Miley. Stop it. She is a half Chihuahua, half poodle. And she's a cutie. She's a cutie.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had her for about 6 months. So I'm blessing her.
Bless that dog. Yes.
Doesn't pee in the house because I told my friend, I was like, it's so hard to potty train. And she's like, or are you just not really doing it? And that was probably accurate.
And she's like, this is too long with the podcast already.
She has no. She's not potty trained. I know. My mom said, don't raise a spoiled dog. And I was like, why? It's not like she's going to grow up and get a DUI. And then.
Don't tell mom.
Yeah, exactly. And then she's become such a spoiled dog. I understand.
Do you feed her human food?
Of course.
Oh. Uh-oh.
I now get stuff without garlic, and like I now buy food that she can eat because I'm like, well, she's gonna be mad at me anyway, so I might as well feed her.
Yeah.
And she sleeps on my side of the bed. And I moved over the other day. She's 10 pounds. I could have moved her, but I didn't want to upset her because she's.
Oh, that's lovely.
She's the boss.
As smiting, that's a good. Probably all my haters on YouTube. Shout out to them and. I guess Elon Musk, yeah, he's got to relax on the mushrooms and stop making so many. Like, he says he wants to be a funny guy, and I just don't think that making a Tesla fart is that funny.
Like, sell a deodorant called Musk.
Yeah.
why not do that, fucker?
Yeah. It feels like he really wants to be a comedian, and as a comedian, it's disrespectful. It's like, you don't see me trying to kill people in cars, you know, so
right.
Stay in your lane, literally, Tesla. And I guess second coming, I guess, you know, I'll just join you guys with the podcast because, yeah, I'm
hey.
Free at all times.
So wonderful. Thanks for joining us. This has been super duper fun. I laugh so much. It's time for your new commandment of the week. Thou shalt fund the fun police. Clearly, they're doing some good work. This week alone, they shut down Elon Musk from doing stupid shit. Well done, fun police. The Lord has spoken.